Have the Philadelphia Eagles found the partner for Reed Blankenship in the defensive backfield, signing Terrell Edmonds from the Pittsburgh Steelers? How big was the bag that Lane Johnson got this morning in his contract restructure? And when will the Eagles be on the football field for organized team activities? Find out all that and more on today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Just like the best episodes of reality television, the Philadelphia Eagles keep you on your toes each and every day. And there's only one place where you could tune in 5 days a week to get all of the Eagles news, all of Howie Roseman's doings, and everything that is going to play into the 2023 Eagles and moving forward. That's here at the Locked On Eagles podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making LOE your first listen of the day, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team each and every day. As always, I'm your host, Gino Camilleri. I thank you for joining us wherever you get your podcast in audio form, or if you're watching us on YouTube as well in video form, we appreciate it. Make sure you rate, subscribe, like, leave a comment. Interact with us on Twitter as well at GC24 underscore football, at DBACLOE, my co-host, and the mothership at Lockdown Birds. When we're not talking about the Eagles on Twitter, we're talking about them here on Lockdown Eagles 5 days a week, each and every week. And man, oh man, has Howie Roseman kept us on our toes. We start the day getting an announcement that Lane Johnson finally gets his contract restructured and gets an exorbitant amount of guaranteed money. Well, then he follows that up with signing a safety. I'm pretty happy. It's not Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, but it's Terrell Edmonds, somebody that they had interest in last offseason. He makes his way to Philadelphia on a one-year deal. And then the NFL, hey, they sprinkled a little cherry on top. They announced when the Eagles and every other team in the NFL will be starting their organized team activities. First day for the Eagles, April 24th. When are their OTAs? We'll finish up the show with that. But let's start with the first news of the day. We'll start in chronological order as things went down. So being on Mountain Time, I get things a little late. I missed the tweet that Lane Johnson got the restructure. I saw it about a half hour after the tweet went out when I woke up. And man, oh man, was it a great surprise. Why was it great? Well, Lane Johnson, I would say, first and foremost, as reported by Adam Schefter, got enough money guaranteed that he's not going to have to worry about things for quite some time, I would have to say. And this man deserves every bit of this 1 year, $33.445 million contract extension with $30 million guaranteed. Boy, does that sound good for Lane Johnson, and rightfully so. The guy hasn't allowed a sack in nearly two seasons. He's the best tackle in football. I don't care, regardless of right tackle, left tackle, he's the best tackle in all of football. And now he's going to be a Philadelphia Eagle through the 2026 season. So you know what that sounds like to me? Lane Johnson will not be wearing another team's jersey his entire NFL tenure. Chip Kelly, we like to kind of put him down a little bit, right, for what he did in Philadelphia. But boy, oh boy, do we as Eagle supporters and everybody that's played quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, oh, Chip Kelly, the biggest apology and the biggest thank you for drafting Lane Johnson. And ultimately, it might fall down to the Miami Dolphins trading ahead of the Philadelphia Eagles to take an Oregon Duck. We're not even going to mention said player. They got the right guy. Pick number 4, 2013 in that draft, which was so bad. Chip Kelly got his guy in Lane Johnson. And man, has he been great. This is from Tim McManus, Eagles reporter over at ESPN. Ever since Lane Johnson was drafted in the 4th overall in 2013, when he plays, They are 79, 47, and 1. When Lane Johnson is off the field, they are 13 and 22. Let me repeat that. When Lane Johnson plays, the Eagles are 79, 47, and 1. When he's off the field, they are 13 and 22. So essentially, I don't know if there's a war type of stat, a war analytics stat from baseball that would carry over to the NFL, wins over replacement. But I bet if Lane Johnson had that, it would be the highest on the list. That alone shows you the impact of one guy. I know this isn't a LeBron James type of situation, right? And that's not how the NFL works. They still had 47 losses and a tie when he was in the lineup. But man, does it make that right side of the offensive line secure. And it's now been secure for a decade. And they have a big hole at right guard. They don't know who it's going to be. It could be Cam Jurgens. Could be a draft pick. Could potentially be somebody in-house, maybe Jack Driscoll. But the one thing that's a constant is Lane Johnson. That's all you need to know. It's like having Jalen Hurts. It's like having Jason Kelce. It's just one of those guys. When they're on the field, oh, everything will be okay. Oh, is Lane playing today? All right, things will be good. Because he's a great run blocker, arguably one of the best pass protectors. He's essentially broken people's brains when it comes down to the snap count. Because when people watch him, they see him kick step early, right? But he's not kick stepping early. It might look like it on your TV. But he is so good, and he has such a great relationship with Jason Kelce that Brian Baldinger and all these great O-line individuals have pointed out that as the ball is simultaneously moving, Lane Johnson is getting into his kick step rather than reacting to the ball. It's almost like going off of an instinct when you're running track rather than reacting to the gun. It's you're essentially timing up your release off the line with the starting gun. Lane Johnson is elite. If you want to study offensive line play, hand position, how to vertical step, how to take any type of drop in pass protection, how to pull left or right, how to get up into the third level. The third level, yeah, the guy gets downfield just like Jason Kelce does. Go watch Lane Johnson. There's a reason they gave him $30 million dollars guaranteed on a one-year extension because he deserves it. Jason Kelce, first ballot Hall of Famer. Lane Johnson, first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't want to see the day when both of those guys are gone, but they're not going anywhere. They're going to be Eagles until they retire. Lane Johnson signs a one-year deal to keep him here through 2026. And that wasn't even the biggest news of the day. The Philadelphia Eagles go out, make an addition, trying to shore up the back end by bringing in Terrell Edmonds to play the safety position, hopefully taking some of that chunk of pie that we talked about yesterday in terms of defensive backfield production and being one of the starters that can fill in for a backfield that will look much different without Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Marcus Epps. We're going to talk about that after a message from our friends over at Built Bar. Of course it's Built Bar. Of course it's March Madness. What better than to put those two together? The Built March Madness bracket is here. We know you have your favorite bar or puff, and now is your time to make it count. It is the year of the favorite, folks. A lot of favorites are winning in March Madness. Go to builtmarchmadness.com to vote for your favorite, that is. And you know I'll be voting for the peanut butter puff. They're just so good. Marshmallow and peanut butter. Fluff and peanut butter sandwiches. That's what we grew up on. If you love that and you love the Philadelphia Eagles, you'll be voting for that bar too. Support your team, support your bar or your puff. And when you vote, you will be entered into a drawing where 50 lucky Locked On listeners will get a free box of Built. Not only that, but one Locked On fan will get a 12-month, a year-long subscription to Built to get one box of Built every month directly to your door. You got to try Built, the best protein bar ever. Seriously, they're amazing. I was in the gym today. I don't eat breakfast usually. I just eat these Built Bars and it gives me all of the protein I need. They're delicious, healthy, and nutritious. Go to BuiltMarchMadness.com right now. And while you're there, vote for your favorite bar or puff and pick up a box for yourself as well. You won't regret it. Thank you to Built Bar for being a sponsor of the Locked On Eagles podcast. All right, everybody. Welcome to this Friday edition of the show right before the weekend wrapping up this week of everything Philadelphia Eagles. I'm your host, Gino Camilleri. Thank you for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. And man, has it been great to come on these airwaves and have something new to report each and every day. We started off the show talking about Lane Johnson getting his monster extension in Philadelphia, $30 million a year. It comes out to just over $33 million. Well, that might not even have been the biggest news of the day. The Philadelphia Eagles make it official. Arguably one of the quickest official between when somebody tweets it out being a Rapoport or Schefter of when it happens and the team tweeting it out being official. It was about an hour and then all of a sudden he has a Zoom conference and Terrell Edmunds, it seems like he is on a one-year deal, much like they had with Chauncey, to come here and show what he can do. Terrell Edmunds was somebody that this team had interest in the last offseason. I don't believe Pittsburgh picked up his fifth-year option and they had to sign him to a one-year deal. And in that time, the Eagles were interested in him. He ends up coming to Philadelphia, probably to be the partner for Reed Blankenship. And you're saying, well, they have Justin Evans back there and Kevon Wallace and Terrell Edmunds plays a lot of special teams. Terrell Edmunds started a lot of games for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he had a lot of production. Am I saying he's going to be that top level, middle of the field safety where he could just play as a center fielder, come up and press and be that guy that Chauncey was that played great in all of those areas? No, I'm not saying that, but he has a skill set that is, I would say, not in terms of level of skill, but in terms of what he does. It's very similar to what Malcolm Jenkins provided for the Eagles just a few years back. And why is that good? Well, Sean Desai, who is coming here to Philadelphia, he loves to play the middle of the field open. And what does that mean? He wants two high safeties that he can disguise. They might show too high before the snap, and then post-snap, one of them rotates down, one of them goes high, or they both come down and they run some sort of inversion with their cornerbacks, or you put one of those safeties down by the line of scrimmage to be a box aisle safety, which both of those guys can do. Both of them can act as a third linebacker for you when you take a linebacker off of the field, and the Eagles only play with two linebackers, so a lot of the time, that's what safeties were asked to do for this team. And boy, oh boy, did Terrell Edmunds do that in a pretty good way. Yesterday's show, I was talking about who is going to take that piece of the production pie that went missing with all of these guys exiting Philadelphia and make it their own. Well, according to Pro Football Reference, this is Terrell Edmunds has started 75 regular season games and played in 79. Production numbers, tackles are where he is going to come into play in a big way. How are you going to replace around 40% of your tackle numbers? I think it was actually 50%. Well, how does a guy who has 410 career combined tackles over 5 years with 78, 105, 68, 89, and 70 respectively in those 5 years, 15 tackles for loss, 9 quarterback hits, 26 passes defended. That's about 5 a year. That's pretty good for a quote-unquote box safety, as many people who don't understand the nuance of the safety position would say. Oh, and he also adds 5 career interceptions. We talk about running back by committee. It looks to be a safety by committee. Reed Blankenship does things that Terrell Edmunds can't do. He could probably play on the back end a little bit more, play that free safety bit role a little bit more than Terrell Edmunds can. Terrell Edmunds is going to make his money 5 to 10 yards off the ball, playing in that intermediate area where he can be a disguise safety, where he could play the overhang type of apex safety position that is required in Sean Desai's defense. When they go quarters, there will be a linebacker on the inside on one side. There'll be probably a safety on the inside on the other side. Well, they have a Mike linebacker in the middle. Terrell Edmonds is going to be relied on to play zone coverage, to match up in-man coverage on some bigger tight ends. He has a role to play. Where you bring in Justin Evans, who had a decent year with the Saints, but he wasn't on the football field for 3 years before that. Terrell Edmonds has played no less than 15 games in any of his five seasons in the National Football League. You talk about, for coaches, the best ability is availability. Well, this guy is going to be willing, able, and available for you. I like bringing in a 25 who just turned 26-year-old player. His brother is just as young, and they've both been in the league for 5 years. This just seems like a Philadelphia Eagles signing to me that should be one of those ones that you're saying, how the heck did they get this guy? How did Pittsburgh let him walk? Well, Pittsburgh has Minkah Fitzpatrick. They have an all-star safety that they can really cut costs by going cheaper because Minkah can do just about anything. Well, the Eagles can't. They need to find role players. They need to find those Danny Greens. Go back, the Jamal Crawfords, the sixth man, right? The guy that will do a lot of the dirty work that other guys aren't going to want to do. Well, if Reed Blankenship is playing on the back end, he is asked more to be that free safety, that high safety that plays 15 to 18, even 20 yards off of the ball. Terrell Edmonds is going to have to play in that role he played in Pittsburgh. Be that apex, that hybrid, that other off-ball linebacker type of player. Do just enough in coverage to get by. Be a matchup piece because he's a big body. He's somebody that can go up and get physical with tight ends. And the Edmonds brothers are athletes. Athletic players have a place in Philadelphia. If Reed Blankenship, who might not be the best athlete on the planet, has a place in Philly, Terrell Edmonds has a place in Philadelphia in my book. Did they get their other starting safety opposite Reed Blankenship? In my opinion, they did. I think this is a very bargain bin type of deal for the Philadelphia Eagles that they always like to do. Young player coming off of his first contract, trying to get a quote-unquote prove-it deal. If he does have that production that, let's say, Chauncey had last year, go out and extend him. And if not, somebody else will pay him and you'll get a comp pick. The formula has been there this year. The formula has been there in the past. Does that forbid them from taking a safety in the draft? None of these moves have. Nobody in house should keep you from taking a safety in this class. And that's the best thing about Howie Roseman. He will always keep his options open. He will never pigeonhole himself. He will never work his way into a corner. He will always find a way to put the best players on the field while at the same time not having to take away any of the player personnel elements when it comes to drafting, when it comes to cap space. Because after Lane Johnson's move today, the Eagles have around $14 million in cap. That's a lot of money to work with. We'll see what Edmonds comes in terms of his numbers, but I don't think it'll be much. Howie Roseman is just going to continue to get younger, cheaper, more athletic before that inevitable Jalen Hurts contract comes into play. But it's not bad when you have to pay an elite quarterback. And when is the next time we are going to see said elite quarterback, new safety in Terrell Edmonds, and a newly paid Lane Johnson on the football field? Well, we got OTA dates, folks. When are the Eagles taking the field? Their first day is April 24th, but they won't be hitting the field until June. Finishing up Friday's edition of the show, we will be chatting about that. But before I get into this closure of this Friday show, taking you into the weekend, I have a message from our best friends, our very best friends. And folks, Lockdown supporters, just a shout out. You have been killing it when it comes to FanDuel. We have been preaching the great word of what FanDuel is. And if you don't know by now, it is the official sports book of the Locked On Podcast Network, the official sports book of the Locked On Eagles podcast. And not only that, but it is America's number one sports book. What better time than March Madness? Great slate of games yesterday. I had Kansas State. I hope you did as well. Great slate of games tonight. If you want to get in on the action, you could get a $1,000, up to $1,000 back in bonus bets with a no sweat first bet. Take your phone, go to FanDuel.com/lockedon or download the FanDuel app. It's easy, safe withdrawals, safe putting your money in. You're not going to get any of those offshore type of scams. No, FanDuel is legit. It's America's number one sports book. There's a reason we love it here at Locked On. They're giving you up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. That's insurance. You're getting $1,000 in insurance that if you lose, you'll get your money back. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/lockedon to sign up. More March Madness today and this weekend. Get in on the action. Make every moment more with FanDuel. All right, everybody, finishing up this Friday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm your host, Gino Camilleri. Thank you for joining me on this fine Friday edition of the show. The weekend is coming up. A lot of Eagles action and news has been rolling in this past week, and I'm sure we are not going to hear the last of it. The second, third wave of free agency is where Howie Roseman makes his money, quite literally. And Terrell Edmonds made some money today, but Lane Johnson made a boatload of money today. So when will we be seeing these guys on the football field? The guys that were just playing in a Super Bowl, the team that we saw was just a few points away from getting a second Lombardi trophy. Well, we have good news. April 24th will be the first time that these guys have to report. But when do OTAs happen? They're going to go light in lieu of what they did last year, in lieu of what Nick Sirianni believes. They don't have to kill themselves in the offseason. They probably won't kill themselves in training camp either. They're going to get to the season healthy because that's what took them to where they were last year. So starting May 30th, the Eagles have 6 days of OTAs. May 30th, June 1st and 2nd, June 5th and 6th, and June 8th. To me, I think that's the trend. That's the way it's going. If you go down the list, there are more and more teams that are going that way. The Eagles are surprisingly light to those outside of Philadelphia. But if you know what Nick Sirianni wants as a head football coach and knows what Howie Roseman wants in his football players when it comes to getting them on the field, as I said in segment two with Terrell Edmonds, the best ability is availability. If you're not on the football field and you're missing games, well, one, you're putting the Eagles in a precarious position. Two, it's not going to be good usually after an injury when it comes to getting paid. The NFL pays guys prior to the injury a lot of the time. And three, the Eagles have a next man up mentality that has taken them a long way. Took them to a Lombardi trophy in 2017 and almost took them to another one last year. When Chauncey Gardner-Johnson goes out, Avante Maddox goes out, who steps up? Reed Blankenship. Josiah Scott, you need those guys. You not only need the guys at the top, you need the depth as well. The vision you have of what your 53 is going to be is already set up. You have the roadmap. Yeah, you might grab a couple snacks on the long ride and add a Terrell Edmonds or two, but you know what your team is going to look like, hopefully by September. It might not always be that team because injuries do happen. Well, what have the Eagles done? They've taken a step back. They've made it lighter on these guys when it comes to putting them through these excruciating offseason workouts, these excruciating NFL training camps. I mean, two-a-days are not even a thing anymore. They're not even going one-a-day every day for the most part when it comes to training camp. But who are we to argue after one of the healthiest seasons that the Eagles have had in a long, long time with what they are doing in terms of training when it comes to off-season and organized team activities, when it comes to that training camp period? In my opinion, yeah, it's awesome to see these guys on the football field in shorts and seeing a bomb from Jalen Hurts on the Eagles social account to A.J. Brown, but you know what's even better than that? Seeing them healthy week one. And you know what's even better than that? Seeing them healthy week 20 when you're competing for a Super Bowl. You can have the football guy mantra all you want. Oh, we got to train hard in the off-season. We just got to continue to just get better as football players or just get better as athletes. What is the sport evolving into? It's evolving into athletes that are happen to be unbelievable football players as well. Guys that were great basketball players. A.J. Brown was a great baseball player. So was Jalen Hurts in many regards. He's an unbelievable lifter in and of his own right. You have to be multiple. You have to be healthy. And the training doesn't just have to be head on a hat. The old way is the old way. This is how football was done. We have seen a progression away from that in a lot of different sports. You look at soccer. I mean, these guys, yeah, they play a lot of games, but the training, those days, it's a science now. If you look at all of the data that they're collecting from Catapult and GPS data and just having all of these data points on soft tissue injuries and ACL tears, the league is only getting better in that regard. And why is that better for the league to help better their players? Well, the players are the product. Keep them healthy. Get them to Sundays. Not everybody that's listening to this show right now in the offseason or people that were listening during the season might not even be listening now. And they might not care about OTAs. You might be a turn on the game Sunday. I want to see the best football team player or group of players rather. And that's how the NFL makes their money. The Eagles are smart. They know what their bread and butter is. It is getting those guys to Sundays, keeping the Ferrari in the garage, as Andy Reid would say about guys like DeSean Jackson. Keep your top players healthy. Keep your depth players healthy. I love just having 6 days. Get them to training camp healthy. Get them to September healthy. I'm going to keep saying it. Just be healthy. We saw for a couple years that the Eagles were the 32nd, 31st in respective man games lost during a season. And those were bad years. It was 2018 and 2019. 2020 wasn't much better. I think they're around 20th. But last season was just an anomaly. If you could follow that up with another healthy offseason, getting these guys healthy to the year, this training staff might be in for the long haul. There's always been question marks in Philly about training staff. It's been a lot of soft tissue injuries in the past, a lot of knee injuries in the past where you're saying, could they have done better? Well, they bring in a new staff in the last couple years and things turn around. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, you got to find a way to keep it healthy. And that's what the Eagles have been doing. They've been signing good football players, have a great personnel department, and have a great coaching staff that aligns with the vision of the players. But that'll be it for us here at Locked On Eagles for this week. A lot of Eagles news. You could catch all of the past episodes, not just this week, but any of the 11 plus 100 that Lou and I have done, wherever you get your podcasts for free in audio form or in video form, over at YouTube as well. Make sure you rate, subscribe, like the show. We thank you for making it your first listen each and every day. For your second listen, there is a great new show on the Locked On Podcast Network with two names that you have probably heard before, the Draft Dudes, Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino. They take you through what it's like to build a successful NFL franchise every Monday through Friday. Find Locked On NFL Scouting with the Draft Dudes wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team each and every day. That's what makes us great here at the Locked On Podcast Network. 5 days each and every week, giving you the hardest hitting news, opinions, and facts. That'll do it for me, Gino Camilleri. Catch me on Twitter during the weekend at GC24_football. Catch my co-host at DiBiase, and follow the mothership at Locked On Birds. Make sure you follow all the Locked On accounts that you support. Make sure if you're a Philly fan, you're following all of the Locked On Philadelphia, Locked On Sixers, Locked On Flyers, Locked On Phillies. We know you're following us over here at LOE. There's only one way to say goodbye in Philadelphia, and that is Go Birds.